And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, Deputy Building Official Darren Emery, and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Court right here as May is National Building Safety Month here. We talked a little bit about some of the training events coming up here, and that takes a lot of folks to help you out, doesn't it, Brad?
It does, and we have had a great relationship over the past several years with the Flint Hills Area Builders Association, and they've been partnering with us on a lot of these education events we've been doing for contractors. So Brad Hardenstein, who is the executive officer there, and his folks, they are great to work with, and I'd say we have as good a relationship as any municipality with their local builders association. Great folks to work with.
Now, these training events, just real quickly here, are people allowed to come out and watch and observe?
Yeah, probably should have mentioned that earlier. Anybody from the general public is invited out to watch the side-by-side burn that we're doing on the 24th. It'll start at 10 o'clock in the morning on the training pad at the headquarters fire station. So certainly would love to see as many people out there as we can. So.
And the headquarters, that'd be right up there by K-State, right?
Yep, right at the corner of Denison and Kimball.
Okay. We have another caller waiting here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. The years of experience with the building department, I supported you in the rental inspection. I was helping out a lot of the slum landlords in their situations. And I took out the permits and cut egress windows in all of our basement rentals while we were coming up counting on the rental inspection. Unfortunately, that ended. But still being a supporter, I need to ask you how we can justify moving the least of our citizens into those rental apartments along Wildcat Creek when before the flood they were also suffering from respiratory problems from the mold in the building in those situations. And now they're at that high risk along the flood plain as exhibited last week or this week, when we had the potential of a flood. I talked to city managers, and they put it off on building department. I know it's a game they play. Everybody plays shifting back and forth. But thank you for all your efforts. I don't know how you can stand up under the strain of your department. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. And, with the recovery from a disaster, such as the caller's talking about, it's always a very long and tedious thing. We start right after the disaster's over in a flood event, for instance, and we do assessments of each and every structure that's been affected by that event and determine what needs to be done to repair it. If something's been flooded, any kind like sheetrock, insulation, carpet, anything that can get wet typically will have it totally removed and replaced, because you can never really be sure. When the caller talked about mold, for instance, if you don't replace the sheetrock that got wet, it can grow on the backside. You can clean the front of it off that you can see, but there's a side that's inside the wall cavity that you can't see. And so, we make sure that's done so that we don't run the risk of those kind of moldy things happening again. I know we've still got structures that are currently in rebuilding process from the Labor Day flood, still continuing. So, we do the best we can at trying to make sure that those buildings that are going to rebuild, now some of them haven't, there have been some that have been demolished since that Labor Day flood as well. And, the ones that are going to be reoccupied, we go through and make sure to the best of our ability that they're safe to reoccupy again.
What do you guys find are maybe the most common violations of code that you come across here?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a pretty broad range. If we talk construction, there's quite often framing items and electrical items. If we talk on the property maintenance side, we'll just bring up at this time of year we see tall grass. Anything over 12 inches needs to be mowed, and we're starting to send out quite a few of those notices right now. Ryan might talk a little bit about what we see on the fire prevention side.
Yeah, in terms of fire inspections, common violations are typically going to be things that are stored in travelways, things that are stored in an unsafe manner, exit signs that are burned out, emergency lights that haven't been maintained. So we don't find anything in a general sense that's super life-threatening. It's more of a maintenance issue that we run across for the most part.
You know, I always worry about people who have a lot of stuff. I've seen the TV show Hoarders, and I know that, you know, that can be a very big danger here for a lot of people.
Yeah, we run across that occasionally, too, we may get a referral from a different agency that says, hey, we've been in this structure and it's really bad. You guys maybe need to go address that. And we'll do that. I mean, we address some number of those every year and we have agencies that we can work with to try and help those folks get things cleaned up or fixed, or, you know, some of them don't have the means to be able to do that. And so we really try to pair them up with agencies that can help them, you know, get things put back in order again.
All right. We have another caller here. So let's go ahead and take a phone call. You guys are popular today. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, we've heard several times through the years that, well, we shouldn't build better than they do. Somebody convinced them to be okay, and then they build walls, and they squeeze the creek down. And we say, oh, we've got plenty of retention ponds, and da 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 da. So the magnetic arrow, where does it point to for all this difficulty? I think it points to the people that have approved it. And we need to stop approving things that are marginal. We know where the floodplain is now. We know where Wildcat Creek is. We're going to rename Wildcat Creek Mountain Lion Creek. But anyway, let's stop building in those areas. We've got thousands of people living in those areas. You know, you shouldn't sleep in a flood zone. You should sleep in the hills and hunt in the valley like the Indians did. I'll let you think about that. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Really appreciate that. You know, those new developments now, they go through a pretty extensive process of, you know, they go through a planning process. They go through the planning board. They go through the city commission. And, you know, storm drainage is a big part of that development review. And our public works office, our community development office, along with those city boards and city commission, they take that seriously. Now, having said that, of course, we've got a lot of older subdivisions that are, you know, that have structures in them that are, you know, in areas that maybe we wouldn't develop now. We annex areas occasionally that have already structures in them. So, I know the city's really working to try and do what we can to address that issue. So, we'll keep doing that and trying to make improvements.
All right. Thank you for the call here. Ryan, let's talk a little bit about some upcoming building projects here in the community.
Yeah, you bet. The ensuring that our buildings and our community are safe, it starts actually with a thorough plan review. Our two plan reviewers have been very busy lately. We do have a lot going on. We actually issued over 50 building permits last month, so things have certainly picked up. We've got a couple of pretty big projects that are going to come online, and they're all going to probably begin right about the same time. The Courtyard by Marriott that's going in at 12th and Bluemont. It's a five-story building with two layers of parking garage and 127 rooms and a restaurant on top of that. So that one is under review right now, as well as a project that's going to occur at 14th and Laramie where they've torn out some homes. That's going to be a three-story structure. It's a mixed-use building with some tenant spaces on the ground floor and about 25 dwelling units on top of that. And then right across the street, actually, from the Courtyard by Marriott, they're going to be putting an addition on 12B Lofts that got built last year. It's actually going to connect to that building, and it's going to be an additional 33 apartment units in that building. So lots going on, some big projects, lots of small projects, too. They're keeping our folks busy, so...
Yeah. Is this typically the busy time of year?
Typically, yeah. Things pick up in the summer months. We have had years where there hasn't been any lull at all. It's been busy all year. But we certainly went through, I wouldn't say there were slower times, but not as many submittals towards the tail end of last year, and we've certainly seen that pick up now. So,
all right. Well, Darren, I wanted to ask a little bit about restructuring here in your department.
Sure. About a year ago, we restructured and kind of rebranded the Code Service Department as Risk Reduction and Code Services. One of the great things about being part of the Manhattan Fire Department is it's really allowed us to take a longer-term vision of what we do and why what we do is important. And the leadership at the fire department realized that we need to take a broader look, a longer look, not just to get the structures built today, but where are we going to be in 10, 20, and 30 years? what are the primary risks that might be out there for the citizens of Manhattan, and what can we do ahead of time to try to prevent them? So we are now referred to as Risk Reduction and Code Services. If you're looking for us on our webpage, it used to be at the top, Code Services. Look down a little bit lower for Risk Reduction. And it just really helped us take a look at the long-range impact of what we do today. And that kind of folds into Building Safety Month really well, I believe.
Yeah, so it's being more proactive, and that's always a good thing.
I believe so.
Awesome. Well, we're about out of time here, but Brad, do you have anything else you want to highlight real quick?
Yeah, just another upcoming event real quick. In July will be our, I think, 12th annual Furniture Amnesty Day. That gets bigger and bigger every year, and that'll be down in City Park last Friday of July. So look for some more info on that coming out pretty soon. As somebody mentioned earlier, keep that grass mowed. We have our hands full this time of the year with all this rain, trying to keep things in compliance from that angle. So appreciate everybody working on that.
And explain why that's such a big concern here.
Yeah, grass, when it starts getting tall, you start growing mosquitoes. You get rodents in there. It's just a bad environment for the general public health and safety. So we try to keep those things cut to a reasonable level. And I know it's been tough lately with all the rain, but try and get out there. And going to be a nice weekend. So, good weekend to get that cut.
Oh, we got one more caller here. Okay, we'll squeeze this one in here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
When you were talking about new construction up by the state ag building along North Manhattan there, what's happening in there?
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that. That building permit will actually probably get issued in the next few working days. It's a new building for KDA. It's their, I believe, their weights and measures building, if I remember correctly. So we should be seeing footings going on the ground real soon on that project.
So it's a state building then?
It's actually a building that I believe is owned by the foundation and is leased by the state of Kansas.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, thank you very much.
You bet.
All right. Thanks for all the calls. I think this is the most phone calls we've had in a while here on InFocus. So thanks for coming out. We'll have to have you back real soon.
You bet. We'd look forward to it.
All right. Again, Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, Deputy Building Official Darren Emery, and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright at the Manhattan Fire Department, our guests here today. Stay tuned. We'll have more InFocus after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.